Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. Now, top story of the night. President Xi Jinping addressed guests at a welcome dinner hosted by friendly organizations on Wednesday in San Francisco. The event was attended by 400 people, including U.S. business leaders, citizens, and a Flying Tigers veteran. Sun Siqi takes a look.
Xi underlined the significance of people-to-people exchanges when addressing the guests. He said it is wrong to view China, which is committed to peaceful development, as a threat and to play a zero-sum game against it. He said just as mutual respect is the basic code of conduct for individuals, it's also fundamental to China-U.S. relations. Both countries have a different path, but are the choice of their people and thus should be respected. Xi said peaceful coexistence is a basic norm in international relations and one that China and the United States should hold on to. Also yesterday, Xi said at a working lunch during the APEC Economic Leaders Meeting that sustainable development is the golden key to solving current global problems. He underlined the importance of consensus in global sustainable development. Xi proposed accelerating the implementation of the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and forging a path of transformation for green development to address climate change. The president added his government has been promoting a low-carbon transformation for its economy. He said China is ready to work with all parties to make contributions to a cleaner world. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Live.
The Chinese men's football team registered a victory as it came from behind to defeat Thailand 2-1 in the 2026 World Cup qualifier yesterday. Zhang Yue has more.
Thailand jumped into the lead after Sarah Yu Yan scored in the 23rd minute, but China's captain Wu Lei equaled 6 minutes later. Wang Shangyuan completed the turnaround for China in the second half by scoring in the 74th minute.
And in terms of the next match, South Korea is a strong team in Asia. We need to have the underdog mentality, and we need to fight as hard as possible. It will be a home game and we need to try our best to give a satisfying result to all our fans.
I'm satisfied. Also, we got some answers. As you see, our subs in second half raised the level of quality, solved some tactical problems, and finally brought the winning goal. That's always a big satisfaction for a coach.
I know there is still a long way to go. We aim to move into the World Cup. After the celebrations tonight, we will focus on the South Korea game.
In an earlier fixture, South Korea crushed Singapore 5-0. China will host South Korea on November 21st in Shenzhen. The top two finishers in each group will advance to the third round of the FIFA World Cup qualifiers and book their places at the 2027 AFC Asian Cup in Saudi Arabia. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
The Singapore Tourism Board unveiled a global campaign in September to attract more travelers. On Wednesday, the campaign came to China for the first time, specifically targeting tourists from the Chinese mainland. Zhang Shixuan has more.
The new campaign the Singapore Tourism Board brought to China introduces not just the iconic well-known destinations, but also some hidden gems and the stories behind them.
Since China's outbound tourism resumed in February, the number of Chinese tourists in Singapore has been increasing. In July, China has already been the largest tourist resource for Singapore. Tourist numbers during the October Golden Week was already 53% that of the same period in 2019. And we have also seen a new trend among Chinese consumers. They favor more in-depth traveling, with more experience.
In the first 9 months of the year, some 1 million Chinese tourists went to Singapore, recovering to 35% pre-pandemic numbers. Zhang Shixuan, Money Talks.